the Jell-O family presents...
Henry! Henry Aldrich!
Coming, Mother.
Yes, it's the Aldrich family, based on characters originated by Clifford Goldsmith and starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelce as Homer. Brought to you by the Jell-O family. Yes, the Jell-O family.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now for the Aldrich family. The most exciting thing about 117 Elm Street is the fact that a typical teenage boy lives there. And when the boy is Henry Aldrich, he does many more things than just live there. The scene opens in the Aldrich front hall. It is early morning.
Well, good morning, Father Oldtimer.
I beg your pardon, Henry?
I said good morning, Father Oldtimer. Is there anything I can do for you?
For me?
Yes, sir.
Henry, what is it you're after?
I'm not after anything, Father. I'm just being cheerful.
Before I've had my coffee?
Well, I was looking for my left sock under the bed this morning, see, and what do you suppose I've found?
Your right sock.
No, my New Year's resolutions. They must have fallen under there when I was wrapping my Christmas presents. And you know what was right on top of the list?
Always be cheerful.
Gee whiz, how did you know?
I'm psychic.
Sure. And right after that comes always be helpful. So is there anything I can do for you?
You can let me go in and have my breakfast. I'd like to finish putting up my rose arbor this morning.
Gee whiz, Father, why not let me do it?
I prefer to do it myself, thank you. Now, let's go into the dining room.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
Henry, orange juice.
Thank you, Alice.
Mother, is there anything you'd like me to do for you?
Yes, dear, you can drink your juice.
That's all? Well, gee whiz, where's Mary?
In the living room.
She is? Would you excuse me while I go in and give her a cheerful good morning?
Dear, if I were you, I wouldn't.
But, Mother, I haven't seen good old Mary since last night.
Sam, what's come over Henry?
It's nothing, Alice.
Nothing? Dear, do you realize he got up this morning and put coal in the furnace without being told? You don't suppose he's coming down with something?
Nothing that won't wear off in 24 hours.
Mother!
Mary, what did I say?
Henry, if you don't leave me alone, I'm going to throw a pillow at you.
But Mary!
Can't I be miserable in peace?
Well, gee whiz, who's stopping you?
Mary, dear, sit down and have your breakfast.
Breakfast, Mother, the way I feel?
Henry, what did you say to your sister?
Not a thing, Father. All I did was mention what a nice day it was. Cheerfully. As though we weren't even brother and sister. And boy, she went all to pieces.
Henry, it so happens Mary has had a little disagreement with Kermit, and she's very much upset.
What sort of a disagreement, Alice?
Well, it seems Mary waited in front of the movies the other night for more than an hour, and Kermit never showed up.
You don't say.
Now Mary won't even talk to him.
Poor old Kermit. I always kind of liked him.
Henry, he hasn't passed away.
Oh, sure, Father, sure. Mother, you can tell Mary to stop worrying. Things are always darkest before the dawn. Well, I've got an idea. Excuse me.
Henry, you're not to go near your sister. Sam, what do you suppose we ought to do about Mary? She's just miserable.
Miserable? I thought she went dancing with Joe Graham last night.
Yes, dear, and that's a very good example of how heartbroken she is.
Alice, that doesn't mean a thing.
It doesn't?
You remember that spat we had that 4th of July just before we were married? I dated Peaches Kilroy 3 nights in a row just to get even.
Sam Aldrich, you told me you just sat in your room and read Keats and Shelley.
I did? Pass the cream, please.
You can reach it. And excuse me.
Where are you going?
To bring Mary some orange juice and try to cheer her up. Peaches Kilroy, indeed. Mary!
I'm just going upstairs.
Dear, I'm glad to see you eating that roll.
I'm just keeping body and soul together.
That's very wise. And how about a soft-boiled egg?
On top of my waffles?
Mary!
I'll make you a cup of hot cocoa.
Mary, you're wanted on the phone.
I am? By who?
Why, I'm not sure, but the voice sounded very familiar.
My goodness, I didn't even hear it ring. Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Me, Kermit.
What?
Kermit, Henry said you wanted to talk to me.
Well, of all the...
Henry Aldrich.
Mary, what do you hang up for?
In the future, I'll thank you to mind your own business.
Well, how can I, Mary, without breaking my New Year's resolution?
Hey, Henry, where are you?
In here, Homer.
Have you ever seen such a terrible morning? Whose role is this?
What?
Whose role is this?
Oh, you can have it.
Thanks. I've never met a more unreasonable woman than Agnes Lawson. Do you have any butter on you?
No.
Oh.
Something's happened between you and Agnes?
I'll say. She won't even speak to me.
She won't? Well, gee whiz, sit down and tell me all about it.
There's nothing to tell. Just because she saw me having a soda with Geraldine Love, she flies off the handle.
Oh?
And I explained that Geraldine just happened to be sitting on the next stool.
And she didn't believe you?
No. She insists she saw us drinking out of the same glass.
Oh, were you?
Henry, Geraldine politely asked me to see if her soda wasn't too sweet. Gee whiz, you know how my folks have been trying to get me to be a gentleman.
Homer, don't worry about a thing. Just as soon as I see who's at the door, I'm going to start helping you out.
Helping me out of what?
A package from Mary Aldrich from the candy kitchen.
No kidding. Well, it's certainly very thoughtful of you to deliver this just at this time.
What's that?
I'm thanking you.
Oh, well, you're welcome. So long.
So long to you, too, and I hope someday somebody does as much for you.
Who's sending Mary presents, Henry?
Homer, this is all a part of something you don't know about. Mary!
Henry, please, don't come near me.
But Kermit sent you a present. It looks like a box of stuffed dates.
That's fine. That's wonderful. You can throw them in the trash can for all I care.
Throw them in the trash can? When Homer's here? Here, Homer, old-timer, have one.
No, thanks. I don't like stuffed dates.
But gee whiz, you'll hurt Kermit's feelings.
Why should I make myself sick so Kermit's feelings won't be hurt? You eat them.
When I feel so good? Look, Homer, how would you like to be helped?
Well...
Or are you going to be just like Mary and say I'm just butting in?
Henry, let go of me.
Boys, you're not fighting, are you?
Fighting, Mother? Gee whiz, no. I'm just offering Homer a helping hand. And so far, he has a very nice attitude about it.
Well, that's fine. Mary?
Yes, Mother?
I'd like to see you for a moment.
Listen, Homer, the first thing you've got to realize is it's always darkest before the dawn.
Henry, what's the weather got to do with me and Agnes?
Mother, if it's about that box of stuffed dates, I'm not interested.
Mary, did you hang up on Kermit a while ago?
Yes, Mother, I certainly did.
Well, dear, I'm ashamed of you. He just called back, and you know what he told me.
I'm not even interested. What?
Dear, he wasn't supposed to meet you in front of the movies at all.
He wasn't?
No, you were to meet at the library, under the gargoyle.
Oh, my goodness, the gargoyle, that's right. Mother, he'll never speak to me again.
Yes, he will. Dear, he's on his way up here.
Now? Mother, he can't be.
But, Mary...
Look at my hair, I'm not even dressed.
Now, Mary, just calm down.
And the dates, Mother. What did Henry do with the dates?
Dear, I don't know.
Mother, I couldn't face Kermit without his stuffed dates.
Well, here we are, Homer.
Henry, I don't think it'll work.
Sure it will. Once you hand Agnes these stuffed dates, she'll forget all about Geraldine. Now smile.
What for?
Gee whiz, Homer, don't you know everyone likes a cheerful person? Smile.
Okay, there.
More.
How's that?
Forget it, Homer. Just fix your bow tie and let's go in.
Look, Henry, maybe we ought to think about this for a minute.
About what?
Suppose the dates don't work. I mean, whenever Agnes loses her temper, she forgets she's well-bred.
Look, Homer, there's only one way to face life, and that's to face it.
I'd rather face life than Agnes.
Homer.
Henry, can't you at least do this? Can't you go in and see if she's in a good mood?
Well, all right.
Swell, Hen. I'll be hiding behind this bush.
Okay. When you see me pull down the living room shade, it means everything's okay.
Sure, Hen.
Then you walk in smiling as if you were a very cheerful person.
Sure. And Henry.
Yeah?
If things don't go okay, keep your eye on your left foot.
Left foot? What for?
Agnes always steps on it, then pretends it was an accident.
Homer Duck, I hear someone. Well, gee whiz. Hi, Agnes.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you want?
Just playing a friendly call.
Yeah?
Hi.
Is anyone with you?
What anyone?
You know what anyone. You know what anyone. Is he with you?
Well, gee whiz, do you see anyone?
No. Come on in. Well, what's up, kid?
Agnes. Agnes, have you ever looked at it this way? Things are always darkest before the dawn.
What?
I mean, on the outside it may look bad, but from the inside. Gee, was from the inside, everything looks different.
The inside of what?
Homer.
Homer? Don't ever mention that Casanova.
What?
Casanova. Imagine drinking sodas out of the same glass. Doesn't he know that's a perfect way to get germs?
Agnes Geraldine doesn't mean a thing to Homer.
Sure, sure.
Honest, if she did, wouldn't he have sent her this box of candy instead of you?
Candy?
Sure.
For me?
Sure.
Candy? Oh, boy.
You mean you're pleased?
Boy, Homer never gave me candy in my life. Let me open it.
Go ahead, Agnes. Oh, and isn't the sun in your eyes?
No.
Well, anyhow, let me pull down this shade.
Well, I'll be darned.
Is something wrong?
Dates. These are stuffed dates.
Well, sure.
Whoever said stuffed dates were candy? Where did he get them? At a clearance sale?
Oh. Well, I'll answer the door.
Never mind. I'm practically there.
Yeah, but it's probably the wrong number.
What?
I mean the wrong house.
Henry, that must be the new kid that moved in next door.
No.
He saw me chinning myself on the back porch, and I've been expecting him to drop in all day.
Agnes, I'm sure that isn't...
Henry, step aside.
Oh, Agnes. You realize you stepped on my toe?
Well, it's about time.
Father, you mean it's just you?
Oh, I'm afraid it is.
Oh, boy.
I forgot my key.
Agnes, let's put it up to your father and see if you're not being unreasonable about Homer.
Henry, I've had a very hard day.
You have?
Yes.
Well, Mr. Lawson, just remember, things are always darkest before the dawn.
What?
Have a stuffed date?
No, thanks. I don't want to spoil my dinner.
I don't blame you.
Although, Mrs. Lawson's very fond of dates, let me have them, Henry.
Sure, Mr. Lawson. And would you tell her Homer sent them over for the entire family to enjoy? Including Agnes.
Mother, did you call Charlie Clark?
Yes.
And Willie Marshall?
Yes, dear.
My goodness, Henry must be somewhere.
Suppose I start calling the girls, Henry knows.
Oh, Mother, that'll take all day, and Kermit's due any minute. Henry, is that you?
No, Mary, it's your father. I've been to every candy shop in town, and there isn't another box of stuffed dates to be bought.
Mother!
The box the candy kitchen sold Kermit was the last one they had.
Oh, dear.
And they seemed quite relieved they'd sold it.
What am I going to do?
Mary, things aren't that bad.
Oh, Mother, you don't understand what those stuffed dates mean. The very first time Kermit took me out, we ate some. Can't you see the sentiment that's attached?
In that case, there's just one thing we can do.
What?
Make some stuffed dates of our own.
Huh?
Mary, open the cupboard and hand me that box of dried prunes.
Prunes? Prunes?
When they're stuffed and have sugar on them, Kermit will never know the difference.
Mother is here. Kermit's here. I'll die.
Mary, control yourself. Sam, let him in.
Aye?
Yes, dear, and keep him occupied until we've got the prunes all stuffed.
But Alice, my rose arbor.
Sam, what's more important, your arbor or your daughter?
All right, Alice, I'll keep him occupied, but hurry.
Tell him she's dressing. Now, let me see, what can we use for stuffing?
Mother.
Oh, I know, peanut butter.
Mother, I beg of you, don't embarrass me.
Mary, calm down and start stuffing.
Agnes, won't you be reasonable and say you'll forgive Homer?
Do you want a direct answer?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, Agnes, okay. But just remember, you're taking full responsibility for whatever happens to poor old Homer.
What's going to happen to him?
Who knows? Shape he's in, pretty soon he won't be able to sleep.
Yeah?
Or eat.
Who, Homer?
Sure. And he'll start going down in his studies.
Further down?
And it'll all be your fault.
Gee, the poor kid. Boy, am I a heel.
You are? You know, that sun's shining right in again. Maybe I ought to pull this other shade down.
What for?
Whoops. Why, no reason. Did I just hear the doorbell ring?
No.
Maybe I ought to pull down the shades in the hall, too.
Wait, Henry, enough's enough. I thought you were a friend of Homer's.
Agnes, what do you mean?
That's okay, kid, that's okay. But just let's get one thing straight. You can pull those shades down all you like, but it won't do you a bit of good.
Well, Agnes, you don't think I'm...
So pull them up, Henry. Pull them up.
But Agnes... Oh, my foot.
If you won't pull them up, I will. Oh, boy, no wonder you pulled down all the shades.
Is that Geraldine Love out there?
Look at her falling all over Homer.
But Agnes...
Wait till I lay my hands on that Casanova.
She's just tying his bow tie.
With their heads so close together...
I think.
Henry?
Yes, Mrs. Lawson?
Your sister Mary wants you on the phone.
Thanks, Mrs. Lawson. Agnes, don't do anything rash until I get back.
Look at her. Now she's straightening his hair.
But he's doing it just for you. Hello?
Henry, I've been calling all over town for you. Where are Kermit's dates? He's here already.
Kermit? You mean you've made up?
Oh, Henry, stop asking foolish questions. Mother and I have been working for a half an hour, and we've only stuffed 3 prunes, and we can't get the wrinkles out of those.
Mary, what? What are you talking about?
Henry, where are my dates?
They're here.
Well, bring them right home.
Sure, Mary. They're not doing Homer any good anyway. Goodbye.
And hurry.
Listen, Henry Aldrich, where are you?
In here, Homer.
Boy, a fine fixer-upper you are.
Homer, what happened to you?
That's what I'd like to know. I noticed the shade was down, so I started to come in. And you know what Agnes did to me?
What?
Hit me with a bag of water from her bedroom window.
Oh, Homer, don't worry. I'll straighten you and Agnes out just as soon as I take care of Mary. Mrs. Lawson!
Yes, Henry?
Well, Homer, is it raining out?
In a way.
Mrs. Lawson, about that box of stuffed dates.
Yes, I certainly want to thank you boys for bringing them.
Well, Mrs. Lawson...
It's been years since I've baked date bread.
Yeah. Date bread?
Yes, I just put it in the oven.
Henry, what's wrong?
Mrs. Lawson...
Now, why don't you both stop by later and I'll give you a slice?
But Mrs. Lawson... Oh, boy.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, hurry.
Yes, that's the Jell-O family. And here's news of a grand bargain offer that Jell-O is making right now. The biggest bargain in years. The offer of a full set of 6 beautiful individual aluminum Jell-O molds. Yes, real aluminum. Sturdy, good-looking, long-lasting. They're handsome fluted molds, the type that have been so hard to get for such a long time. These molds are a guaranteed 60-cent value, and you get the whole set of 6 molds for just 25 cents, plus a coupon you'll find on a special banded combination of 3 packages of Jell-O puddings. This offer is for a limited time only, so get to your grocer's quick. For Jell-O's big bargain offer, 6 real aluminum molds, a 60-cent value, for just a quarter plus the Jell-O puddings coupon. Don't miss it. And now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldrich. Henry arose this morning with a deep resolve to be helpful to his fellow humans, including Homer. Through his earnest efforts, the stuffed dates which Mary received as a gift have now wound up in Mrs. Lawson's date bread. The scene opens on the Lawson's back porch. It is later the same afternoon.
Quiet, Henry.
Homer, are you sure there's no one in the Lawson's kitchen?
Positive. I looked through the window. Now, easy while I try the doorknob.
Homer, I'm pretty sure what we're doing is against the law.
Aren't they your dates?
Sure, but they're in Mrs. Lawson's date bread.
That's just a technicality. Besides, after hitting me with a bag of water, Agnes forfeited all rights to them. Look out.
What are you doing?
I think I smell something in the oven. Ouch!
Homer!
Boy, is that hot. Is that hot?
Homer, look. There it is in that pan. Get it out.
I am. Ouch!
Here's a paper bag. Put it in.
Ouch, ouch, ouch. You got it?
Sure. Ooh!
Agnes, is that you in the kitchen?
Oh, boy. Homer, close the oven door.
Sure. Ouch! Hide the bag behind you.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, hello there. I didn't realize you boys were still here.
Hello, Mrs. Lawson.
Yeah, goodbye, Mrs. Lawson. Come on, Homer.
Oh, Homer, dear.
Oh, boy. Yes, Mrs. Lawson.
I hope you've forgiven Agnes for throwing that water. She's very impulsive.
Yes, ma'am. I found that out.
Goodbye, Mrs. Lawson.
Oh! Lucille.
I'm in the kitchen, Frank.
Lucille, this is the most delicious date bread I've ever eaten.
You tasted it?
It looked so delicious sitting there on the dining room table, I just couldn't resist it.
Thank you, dear, but please don't take any more. I have a wonderful salmon loaf in the oven for dinner, and you'll ruin your appetite.
Won't you have another piece of fruit? Kermit?
Huh?
Fruit?
Oh, no, thank you, Mr. Aldrich. I've already had 2 pears, an apple, and a sizable bunch of grapes.
And a banana.
That's right. I lost track, I guess.
Yes.
Yes. Do you suppose Mary will be finished dressing soon?
Oh, pretty soon. That's what being married is.
But I'm not married.
Oh, of course. What I meant was, that is... We've been having an awful lot of rain, don't you think?
Yes, quite a bit.
Yes.
Yes. You might even call it unusually rainy.
I guess you could. Good for the farmers, though.
Now, that's true. But you take resort owners. I wouldn't say it was too good for them.
No. But it's good for taxi drivers.
Yes. How is it for lawyers?
Why, just about the same.
It's very good for the newspaper business.
Oh, people read more papers when it rains?
No, they hold them over their heads. That's a trade joke.
I see. Mary must be dressed by now. Mary!
Yes, Father, did Henry come? Hello, Kermit.
Hello, Mary.
Where's Henry?
He hasn't come.
What? But Father...
Why not sit down and talk to Kermit anyway?
Before I get... Oh, my goodness, look, the fruit bowl is almost empty. I better fill it again.
But Mary...
Mary, I've already had 2 pears, an apple, and a sizable bunch of grapes.
And a banana.
And Mary!
Mary!
Listen, kitty, go away. Gee whiz, Hen, why do you suppose those cats are following us?
Homer, I told you. When you're a cheerful person, everybody likes your company.
Cats? Listen, beat it, you cats, or I'll throw this tin can at you. There.
Homer, quit fooling around and hurry.
Henry, let's take a look at that date brick.
Oh, no.
Gee whiz, what's wrong with looking?
I know you, Homer. You just innocently look at something, and the next thing you know, there's only half left. And how would Mary explain it to Kermit?
How's she going to explain it anyway?
What do you mean?
Well, if I gave a girl a box of dates and they turned up in date bread, I'd ask a few questions.
Why, she can tell him she was so crazy about them, she wanted to preserve them in bread.
Well, gee whiz, I thought I told you cats to beat it.
Homer, they're not the same cats.
They're not?
Gee whiz, I never knew cats were so interested in date bread.
Henry, here comes some more.
Hey, get down.
Get down.
Alice, I've discussed the weather about as much as I'm going to.
Sam, someone has to keep Kermit diverted.
Let Mary do it.
Now, Sam.
Alice, she's got to learn how to handle Kermit. After all, she's the one who's marrying him, not me.
Sam, quiet. Coming, Kermit.
Well, I guess I'd better be running along.
So soon?
Mrs. Aldrich, I guess it's pretty obvious Mary's still mad at me.
Oh, now, Kermit.
Jiminy Willikers, I stood under the gargoyle for nearly 2 hours.
Well, yes.
And I didn't even have my arch supporters on.
Mary!
Henry, is that you?
Yes, Father, it's I.
Kermit, Mary will be in to speak to you in 5 minutes.
She will?
I guarantee it. Alice, take Kermit into the living room and make him comfortable.
Yes, Sam, come along, Kermit. I'll fill up the fruit bowl.
But, Mrs. Aldrich, I've already had 2 pears, an apple, and a sizable bunch of grapes.
Henry, come in here.
Father, before you say anything, won't you listen to my side?
Father, is that Henry?
Sure, and Mary.
Henry Aldrich, where have you been?
Well, I'll tell you.
Never mind. Where are my stuffed dates?
Well, first Mr. Lawson used them to patch up Mrs. Lawson.
What?
Yes, sir. Then she used them to bake date bread. Only somehow it turned into salmon loaf.
Henry.
Father, I'm just as confused as you are.
Father, what am I going to do? Henry, you'll just have to go in and tell Kermit this was all your fault.
But, Mary, think how he'll feel toward me.
Think of how he'll feel toward me.
I know, but gee whiz, Kermit was going to get me passes for all the baseball games this summer.
Henry, just remember things are always darkest before the dawn.
What?
Henry, if you don't, I'll never speak to you again.
Henry, I'm afraid there's no other way out.
Yes, Father. But there's one thing I've learned today.
Yes?
I'll never look under my bed again. Kermit, old timer, are you in the living room?
Father, You think Kermit will listen to Henry?
As long as he doesn't talk about the weather.
Sam, come quick!
What's wrong?
Our backyard is full of cats.
What?
And Sam, you should see what they're doing to our rose arbor.
What? Where did they come from?
I'll get the phone. Hello?
Hello, Mary. This is Joe.
Joe?
Joe Graham. I just called to say what a swell time I had last night.
Oh, well, that's fine, Joe.
Can I see you tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, I don't think so.
Something wrong, Mary?
Wrong?
Well, didn't you like them or something?
Like what?
Were those stuffed dates I sent you?
Dates? You sent them?
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong?
Oh, my goodness. Henry Aldrich, come back here or I'll never speak to you again.
Remember, you're a lady.
It's about that salmon loaf you snitched at our house.
Oh, boy.
And it's just this, Homer, old kid. All is forgiven.
It is? Well, gee whiz.
Sure, it's the least I can do. On account of if there ever was a dull dish at salmon loaf. Bye!
Well, here's something that isn't a dull dish, and that's Jell-O puddings. Yes, Jell-O chocolate, butterscotch, and vanilla puddings. Chock full of old-fashioned homemade goodness. Tomorrow, try creamy strawberry pudding, a springtime delight. Just prepare a package of Jell-O vanilla pudding as usual and chill. Line sherbet glasses with luscious fresh frozen strawberries and pour your creamy rich Jell-O vanilla pudding over them. Plenty of excitement in this delicious dessert. All three Jell-O puddings are made with milk and nourishing, and they cook to velvety perfection in just about 5 minutes. No wonder more people buy Jell-O puddings than any other prepared puddings in the world.
What week is it?
National Boys Club Week.
Homer, how do you know a thing like that?
Gee whiz, I'm a boy, aren't I?
Well, Homer, let me salute you.
And 300,000 Boys Club members.
Sure, for the swell work they're doing all over the country.
The Aldrich Family, starring Ezra Stone as Henry with Jackie Kelk as Homer, is written by Norman Tokar and Ed Jurist, with music by Jack Miller. Mr. and Mrs. Aldrich are House Jameson and Catherine Roth. And this is Dan Seymour in New York saying, The Aldrich Family is brought to you by the Jell-O Family.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tapioca pudding. Jessery.
And now stay tuned to the Burns and Allen Show, which follows immediately over most of these same stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.